The first musical from Tony Award winner Jason Robert Brown, known for Parade and Bridges of Madison County, Songs for the New World is a moving collection of songs, which examine life, love, and the choices that we make. It's about one moment. It's about hitting the wall and having to make a choice or take a stand or turn around and go back. These are the stories and characters of today, the, you know, Songs for a New World. With a small powerhouse, multi-ethnic cast and a driving, exquisitely crafted score that runs the gamut of today's popular music, Songs for a New World brings us face-to-face with those moments in life when everything seems perfect, and then it isn't. Mia Munn is with us, joining us, as well as Nath Robothan. Did I get it right?
Robothan,
okay, excellent.
Yep.
Nath Robothan, and both are company members. Now, first of all, welcome. Nice to
Thank
have you,
you
both here.
Thanks
a delight to
us.
Have you both here. I was fascinated because when you think of character names, you don't have names, you have numbers.
Right. Yes.
So you are company member...
Number three.
And you are company member
number two. Yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, we play a variety of different characters in the show. There's, you know, all the songs in the show are telling a different story. So there's no really continuing narrative. There's no plot to follow throughout the show. But each song tells its own different story. So we play all these different characters. So instead of saying, you know, I'm Judy slash Lisa slash, you know, all these character names, we just say company member number 1, 2, 3, 4. Because there are also are moments in the show where we're just being ourselves on stage. Like, I'm being Mia, Nath is being Nath. Especially in the opening and the closing, we're just ourselves telling this story. So it's just, I think, easier to just say company member numbers.
Yeah. Nath, how familiar were you with this show coming into it?
I was a little bit familiar. I knew some of the more popular songs from the show. I knew Stars in the Moon, She Cries, I'm Not Afraid of Anything. In college, I just graduated from Chicago College of Performing Arts.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
In May?
In May, yes.
Oh, wow.
You
got a gig. Oh, good for you.
Oh, yeah. I know. Feeling blessed. Feeling very lucky.
All right. Good.
That's nice.
And the checks are clearing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're doing great.
See that direct deposit come through. Oh, yeah, baby.
All good. That's good.
That's what we like to see. But, yeah, a lot of my classmates did these songs in college because they are so, there's so much of like a story song. Each song is a journey within itself, and it's like kind of like a confined little plot within each song. So it's a very beautiful show, and there are a lot of really nice lessons to learn from each of these individual songs. Yeah.
How did you come to it?
Songs for a New World, the show. I've actually done the show before. I did it when I was in college, and I actually played a different company member. And so, and Alexandria, actually, one of our other sweet company members, she has also done the show and played. She played the role I'm playing, and I played the role she's playing. So we got to switch this time. And it's really interesting. It's a fun challenge.
Is that
challenge.
How you were cast, or was that like after a card game or something?
Yeah. I actually was cast.
You want this song? You want this song? All right.
Yeah.
What do you want to give me for it?
Pick.
Our director, Jerry McIntyre, is friends with one of my professors from school.
Yeah.
And I was recommended by my old professor, and he, you know, went on my website. I have a reel of myself singing from the show last time I did it. And I was told that they looked at that and they wanted me for the show, but they wanted me to try the other part, and I was all for it. It's really fun.
I'm a huge fan of Jason Robert Brown. The music is beautiful. There's really a lot there, isn't there, within the music.
Oh, yeah. He really carefully crafts his stories. It's very beautiful to see. We talked in a previous interview about the similarities between him and Stephen Sondheim.
You're seeing other interviewers?
I'm sorry. This is a tough moment here. I hate to break
it
to you.
That's all right. It's fine.
But it's there. He takes such care in crafting his stories and crafting all these narratives. And the music and the lyrics really come together in a beautiful way to just tell really human stories, I think.
Beautiful stuff. Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
What has the reaction been from early audience?
Great. I mean,
very warm,
you know, this show kind of has everything. There's numbers that make you laugh. There's numbers that make you want to cry. There's numbers that make you mad. You know, at the end of the day, we want the audiences to leave feeling hopeful. The last line we sing in the show is, "We'll be fine." We want everyone to know that they're going to be okay with all the crazy mess that the world is right now. But audiences have been really, like, you know, verbal.
Do you know that for a fact, by the way?
I hope.
I mean, I'm with you for wishful thinking, but just check and right, make sure you
right,
know that.
Right. We've been getting very verbal reactions. People are laughing out loud. Yeah. You know, if there's a moment that's really gut-wrenching, you can hear people making these verbal reactions. You know, we've been getting like really sweet ovations during bows, and we've had people come out to us after the show and we come out of the stage door and tell us how much the show meant to them and how they feel good after watching it, and that's kind of our main goal.
So, given this line of a collection of songs, there's a through line, but it's not like an overall arc, right? It's a little bit of a, I don't want to say hodgepodge, but it is it's a collection.
Totally, right. And that's like the through line really is that there's hope for a new world. Yeah. The through line really is that like there is a brighter tomorrow on the horizon, and all those songs are sort of linked through that hope for a better future.
Do you, when you go out, I'm interested in, for both of you, but Mia, what are your big numbers?
So my first number I sing, Just One Step. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a, it's one of the comedic numbers. It's this married woman who is very rich and wealthy through her husband. She's a bit of a gold digger, I guess you would say. And the husband won't buy her this really nice coat that she really wants. So she's threatening to jump off the 57th floor of their apartment building because he won't buy her the coat.
Right.
And her definition of marriage is getting the you know, object things. That's all she wants out of the marriage. And so it's a bit of a comedic number because she's trying to get his attention, and I won't tell you what happens at the end of the song, but that's one of them. And then I do another comedic number where I'm basically Mrs. Claus. I'm a German version of a Mrs. Claus, and this is in a world where we say Santa has a bunch of different Mrs. Claus wives. He goes wife through wife through wife. And I basically tell a sort of parody, like cabaret number where I have a chair, and you know, it's kind of a bit sensual, and I'm basically telling him I'm gonna leave him because he doesn't give me any attention. So those are my two funny numbers, and then I sing a bit more of a dramatic one at the end called Flag Maker. And this song is, you know, this woman in the 1700s during the war whose husband and whose son are off at war, and she doesn't know if they're alive or dead. She hasn't heard from them. And all that she can do is stitch flags, as her job is to sew American flags. Mm. And she can't do anything else. And it kind of speaks to the role of women back then. It's very relevant today because my first line of the show is, with the guns flaring, there's no hope of getting rest. Right. I mean, that's my first line. So it really couldn't be more relevant. And it's one of my favorite songs to perform of the whole show because it's powerful. It's very dramatic. She's going through this variety of emotions. And then we do all the ensemble numbers.
The ensemble stuff. I got about half a minute, but what's your favorite?
My favorite that I sing, got to be Stars in the Moon. A lot of people know the song from the show. It's one of the standout ones, and it's a real privilege to sing. It's such a beautiful Jason Robert Brown song, and I love it.
And you're at the Unicorn, which is such a great space.
Oh, yeah,
great
so intimate.
Space.
Yeah,
love
perfect.
You really
perfect
connect.
Place.
Perfect
yeah.
for this show.
Yep. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Songs for New World runs through August 20th. You can find out more information by going to the website berkshiretheatergroup.org, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Mia Munn and Nath Robotham, I thank you both so much for being with us. What a delight to meet you, and break legs, and thank you so much for taking the time out to visit with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
I appreciate it.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.